Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a crawler. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Wow, oh my God, you guys, here we are. Another week has come and gone, but we're back. We're back. Hey, everyone, this is Jory and the Coffee Psychic, and we have got a really fun show that we're going to be doing tonight. I know I shared it with you last week. We're looking forward to hearing from this wonderful lady, Angela, animal communicator, animal extraordinaire is what I want to say, because when I saw her standing next to this picture of this huge cat, and she's like holding this, I can't remember if it was a tiger or a lion, I'm pretty sure it was a tiger, like I hold my kittens, my little cats, I was pretty amazed. So we're going to have her on the air in just a minute. And Julia, are you there? Julia?
I am here.
There you are.
I'm womaning the phone. Instead of manning the phones, I'm womaning the phones.
I like that. Well, the name of tonight's show is Lions and Tigers, Oh Bear, and Bears, Oh My. And I, literally. So how many times do you get to meet somebody that works with these really big animals? And I never have you?
I've always been fascinated by zoos. I've always been fascinated with large animals. And I've always been an animal lover. So, I mean,
yes.
Just the fact that someone had this as a job and the ability to just know how to treat them and be in their presence, I mean, I think that's amazing in itself. But just
yes.
From what you said, even it sounds even more amazing.
Yes, yes. Well, I was going to say, normally I like to share things that have happened during the week. And not a real lot of big things this week. And if there have been, well, I didn't write them down. And it takes me to have to write these things down, you guys. So, you know, I'm used to talking with the dead, so nothing, you know, outstanding right now, at least that I can remember. If I do, I'll bring it up during the hour. And now my daughter had an accident today, and I will tell you what, I'm so used to knowing something before it happens. I was like, what? Yeah, I was like, why didn't I know about that, right? So I could, like, right?
Yeah, I'm surprised. So this caught you off guard, huh?
I'm just used to. It did.
Yeah.
Now I told my girlfriend yesterday, I got a really bad, overwhelming feeling that she was going to have an accident. So I told her immediately, be careful. And she got back to me today saying that there were like 3 or 4 cars that almost got her yesterday.
Wow. Wow.
So
she was on guard.
Yeah, and
you put her on warning, so she had her radar going.
Yes, she did. So, and I just know that I'm not supposed to know everything, so that settles it.
Now, with your daughter, though, everything is okay, and she's, you know, not harmed or anything.
No, she, her knee is not in great shape. Her hand is not in great shape. She's okay. I mean, this is my daughter
good.
That had back surgery, but, you know, that's okay, too. Knock on wood, thank you, Jesus. So,
yeah,
everything's good that way. Yeah. It's funny when you're a psychic, the things that you expect to know.
Well, sometimes when they're really close to you, I've always thought that made it harder for you to have that ability to foresee things or, like, give them a message.
Mm-hmm. No, not necessarily. I was actually driving. Cancel. My daughter was driving. My other daughter, Terry, was driving one day, and we were on the phone while she was driving, and I suddenly said, Terry, be careful, like the car in front of you. And within a moment, like maybe 2 seconds, the car slammed on her brakes or something like that. I mean, the car almost got nailed by a car when I said, oh, my God, be careful. Now, she didn't. Mm-hmm. It wasn't happening yet. I had said it right before it happened. And she was able to avoid it.
Wow.
So that sort of thing, I'm good with that. And I've had it, too, where my grandkids, when they were younger, they'd be running around, and I'd be like, you know, something feels bad today. Please get the kids to calm down. And kids are kids. And I said, you know what?
Exactly.
Someone's going to the hospital today. Please be careful. Watch these guys. And sure enough, when I came home from work, where were they at? Hospital and stitches.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Anytime
you can protect. Yeah, no, it is. I mean, if you could forewarn to protect and avoid dangerous situations,
yeah.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, and I think the one word that I like to use a lot is to be forewarned is to be forearmed, and I think I really live by that, you know.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, we don't... Why don't we get in here and see? Let's get a chance to chat with Angela. So will you bring her on?
I will bring her on.
Or should I? All right.
There she is. Angela.
Hello.
Angela.
How are you guys?
Hey, we're good. How are you?
I'm good. The weather's finally breaking here in Ohio.
Thank goodness. Now, I want to share with people that there's so much more that I don't know about you, and yet I would love Angela or Julia even to come back on, and she can ask you some questions too. But, you know, the title of our show is Lions and Tigers and Bears, Oh My, literally. And that, you know, we've known each other a while now, and just, you know, as I said, with the, you work with God's big animals. I mean, you work with the really big animals. When we first met, you showed me a picture of you, like, hugging a tiger. Now, I know that I went out to Wisconsin Dells. I go there, you know, every year if I can, and with my grandchildren. And there was one time where they had it in this one location where you can sit there with a baby cub, and you guys can all sit around this baby cub with your hand on it and smile, you know.
Yeah.
I would not imagine a huge animal like that. I mean, how do you guys, I just can't imagine having a relationship with the animals that you have, Angela. And I know you're an animal communicator. I know that you talk to these guys. You've got a completely spiritual connection with these animals. And that's why I wanted to have you on. Plus, you're very psychic, and I believe you're growing into more of your psychic abilities and stuff. So, and a big part of this is the animal world, and you've had a pretty heavy-duty journey going on lately. So would you mind sharing some of that with our listeners?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been truly blessed to be able to be close to the big guys. And honestly, I'd say a key word here is respect. Every time, how this started was with my first cougar, Jules. And I met her when she was 10 days old and literally knew nothing about these animals. And the minute I met her, my whole life changed. And
but how did you get into cougars? I mean, I'm just getting a Maine Coon kitten as a gift from my boyfriend, and I'm going like, wow, he's a big cat. You're starting out with cougar kittens. I'm like, come on.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you.
You were doing nothing better. Go ahead.
Well, I actually went to an auction. I had a friend, an acquaintance, and he was going to Mount Hope Auction in Ohio, which is a place where they sell exotics. And I really didn't know
exotic
anything.
Animals?
Yes, of all kinds.
Okay.
And even though it's legal, it's not the greatest idea. And I was playing with the paddle. I couldn't even see what was down in the pit that they were, you know, all this noise. I really accidentally bought her. And I didn't want to upset my friend who owned the paddle, was registered. So I said, you know, I'll take care of this. I went down. I paid the ticket. I went to building two. It was cage 203. I'll never forget it as long as I live. And I met Jewel.
Okay.
And she was 10 days old. And on the way home, I remember going, oh, my goodness, you know, wow. And from that second we met, I researched. I wanted to be legal. I took all the classes, USDA. I called Jack Hanna, the Columbus Zoo. I did everything in my power to be more informed and more prepared to deal with this cat. And it was not easy. I had to move out of the city, out into the country. As soon as I became legal USDA, and, you know, it was like as soon as I stepped into it, it was on. Rescue One was born, then I had to go nonprofit, then I had to go 501 status, and it was a sanctuary. And I gained five cats in 1 year, three tigers and two lions. In the first year.
Wow.
And it was tough business. Honestly, I learned a lot from so many sources, but the greatest source was the animals themselves. If you're calm.
Do you still have it?
I don't. I don't know how many of your viewers are still familiar with the Zanesville, Ohio massacre that happened about 2.5 years ago. But there was some other activity going on that led up to the Zanesville massacre, and shortly after, it was very apparent to me that there was a corruption, a legal movement that I couldn't put my finger on that was really not in the animal's benefit, best interest, to stay physically in Ohio. And it was the spiritual side of me that I wasn't paying so much attention to, but it was such a strong feeling of something really bad coming. And, of course, like everyone else on the planet, you know, being a nonprofit, raising funds constantly, I mean, just to keep the lights on every month was a minimum of $27,000 I had to raise every month. That's not the trucks, the gas, the breakdown, new kids coming in, vet bills, upgrades, none of this. It was just to keep the lights on. I did that for almost 2 decades, all private.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
The sanctuary was not open to the public. It was just to give these guys safe haven. And, you know, after the Zanesville massacre, I felt that was no longer a safe haven for those animals in Ohio. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of misguided, powerful influences sticking their, you know, their hat in a ring, and they're really making it worse more than better. And it's very
wow.
unfortunate. But I'm still,
mm-hmm.
that's how I come to meet, you know, to know you.
Mm-hmm.
My heart tells me I know what I'm supposed to be doing. And certainly there's lots of animals that need help. I have gained so much knowledge. I'm midwife. I've got a lot more to offer and help.
Yeah.
So I'm going to seek out a more energized channel to utilize to help. The animal world. And,
beautiful.
But, you know,
Hang on one second. I want to let our listeners know that this is a live call-in show. If you guys have any questions, anything you want to ask Angela about the wildlife, the animals, anything, please give us a call at 347-633-9404. Again, that number is 347-633-9404. And also, you can call in and ask me any questions. And I haven't told a lot of people this, but I also do pet psychic work as well. So if you want to ask Angela a question about what your dog or cat might be feeling, or call in and ask me, I can do that as well. So, you know, just want to let you guys know that. So, and I know we do have a couple of callers, so Angela will be taking some calls during the show as well. So, you know, we do have one person. Let's go ahead and go to Dion real quick. Julie, do you have Dion there? Julie, are you there? Okay, let's see if we can pull on Dion here. Hang on one second.
Hello?
Okay, Dion? Yeah, there you
Hi,
are.
Julian.
We're having a little weird stuff going on there. Hey, so Dion, so what do you think? Do you have any questions for Angela or anything going on with any of your animals or anything?
Yeah, actually my little Lala, which is my dad's little Yorkie, has breast cancer. And they gave her 3 months to live, but that was 5 months ago. And she's like my little pocket full of sunshine. So I have been, you know, she gets all the extra treatment. But she was a rescue, actually, from my dad had Alzheimer's, and he, like, pretty much never let her out of the cage. So, you know, I brought her in, and she's been with me for about 4 years. And she seems like she's not even sick, except for she obviously does have the growths on her body. But if you want to give me... you know, how she's feeling and what's going on with her, I would love to hear it.
Okay, Angela, are you getting anything for Lala?
I'm trying to lock on to her right now. You know, the funny thing about pets, and a lot of pet owners are not aware of this, on a spiritual level, they're there for a reason. They're not random, like your dad owned the dog and now she's in your life. These animals are spiritually guided to you specifically. And I know animals exchange energy, bad, negative. Like if you're sad or something, they'll come to you and try to absorb that, make you feel better. That's why when you're upset, animals seem to be a nuisance and won't leave you alone. They're trying to help you. As far as sickness and pets, they're very stoic, and they are tuned into the universe much more than we are, so they're not afraid.
Mm-hmm.
They understand on so much of a higher level than we do about sickness, death, and how you're supposed to to comprehend all that. I don't feel she's scared at all. I think she's very attached to you, and she's very trusting. When I think of her, I think of her like she likes to know where you are at all times. Am I right?
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Yes. So, I'm not sensing fear or the end of the road is going to be soon. I agree. I mean, on a human level, vets can read like blood tests and X-rays and things. But I would say she could live for a few more years to come with this verdict.
Wow, so, that's fantastic.
I honestly don't feel that she's like going to leave you soon. Does that make sense?
That mm-hmm. is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I would, I don't understand. She doesn't even seem like she's sick. I mean, she runs around faster than my other Yorkies do. And, I mean, yeah, we call her Joan Rivers because she's got a great personality.
Oh. Very funny.
That is so sweet.
She goes everywhere with me. So, I mean, stores and the whole nine yards. So I would be pretty sad if she did leave me because, I mean, she's the queen over here. She gets everything.
Oh, yeah. This is, honestly, I know you heard the doctor give her that verdict, but she's not aware of it.
Okay, good.
Amen. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, she's...
Thank you.
Animals live in the moment. They don't live in their heads like humans do. They live in their bodies and in their hearts. And I can feel like this tremendous, like she's got to have her, she needs to know where you are at all times. And she's very close to you. And I don't think she's going to be leaving anytime soon.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
that. You're welcome.
Okay. And Dion, I want to ask you, did she not have a litter of puppies?
No, she did not. She actually, the whole reason why she got this problem is because she was never fixed. And so what they call like her breast cancer would be like a false pregnancy would be the reason why she would appear to be pregnant, but they're saying it's more of a form of a breast cancer. But I was told that could be called a false pregnancy. But her problem is because she was never fixed.
Because what I was getting when I felt this connection to her breast cancer, I was feeling like a sadness around, a little bit of a sadness about her not having a litter of puppies.
So could that be a false pregnancy?
It could be, yes. Yes. And
well,
is she just wonderful with the other dogs?
Oh, my God. She is. Yes, she is. She is.
So she's the mother.
She just has this, like, aura about her that no matter who meets her, they just completely fall in love with her. I've had a lot of dogs in my entire lifetime, but this one, everybody loves Lala.
Oh.
Wow. And when you said that she is really your sunshine, when I feel her, she really feels like a little ball of sunshine. She really, really does. It feels like she glows or emanates her energy.
And she does stalk me around the house, which is why it was funny when she said that, because she'll sit on the couch and her eyes will move in every direction that I move. Like she does. And she sleeps in bed with me because I give her Reiki. Every night before we go to bed, I put my hands on her and I tell her, I love you, I'm curing your cancer and things like that. And first thing in the morning, she's staring in my eyes. It's the weirdest thing. I've never had a dog stalk me before, but this one most definitely is 100% completely attached. And when I leave and she gets to go with me, she starts doing this weird like crying thing. Like, she knows if I'm leaving and she can't come with me, she's very depressed. But when she can come, she starts making these weird animal noises. And it's like, but any store I've ever taken her in, they've never denied the fact that she couldn't come in. they right away come, like people just run up to her and want to know her. It's just very strange, but I mean, I love it. But she does bring joy to people.
Nice. Well, was there something else you needed to ask tonight, Deanne?
Actually, Dorianne, I wanted to ask you, have I met my husband yet? And if so, when am I going to get married?
All right.
I'm 40 and single.
Yes. And drop dead gorgeous. I'll let everyone know that again.
Oh, thank you.
You are welcome. Angela, you'd have to see Deanne and her sister. I mean, talk about just, and it's a lot like you, Angela, these really beautiful women.
Aww.
Just aww. Beautiful. And it's, every time I think about these guys, I'm going like, yeah, beautiful women, beautiful, beautiful. So right now I heard, yes, you have. But again, now who or how long, I don't know. And you have to remember, sometimes they say somebody from the past, and suddenly it might be somebody different than what you're thinking.
I felt like I had met him, but
okay.
It hasn't really, the connection's been a little delayed, which I'm fine
okay.
with. I'm fine with knowing Mr. Wright's on my radar, but, you know, I would like to get married and have a kid before my eggs dry up and they're in walkers.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like Samantha on Sex in the City. I mean, I got to nail down Mr. Big. I feel like, you know.
Yes,
I've been patient.
Yes. Well, I think being patient is very important here because, you know, we can't tell for sure when he's coming in. Apparently he's already been here. When is he coming back? And so that's what you have to wait for. Now, you did share with me earlier that I made a prediction before that you were definitely going to be getting married. And so the time is ticking down in that prediction. So I just want to tell you to giddy up and go, girlfriend, because, you know.
Well, you haven't been wrong. And I've been getting readings from you since 2005. And you have not been wrong yet. So on the tape,
thank you.
I have, I mean, believe me, you're right on the money. Surprisingly sometimes, because it'll be at the 11th hour, but it does happen. And I
hurry, go to Vegas.
Oh, there you go again with the Vegas, because you mentioned that before too. Oh, yes, you did. Yeah, and you have a new car coming, by the way. I don't know if you knew that.
Well, thank you.
You
so
said that on
you,
one
so...
of your tapes. Oh, no,
oh my
you
God,
said
did
that.
I?
Yes, you did. On one of the tapes that I have of you, you told me that someone was going to buy you a new car, and so you do have a new car coming. So.
Well, let me tell you this. Now, I bumped into a friend of mine that I haven't seen in years, and he's a car salesman. And so I was actually having him check on a car, and we just got off the phone earlier before the show. So he was checking in on a car for me, but it's not the right time yet. So, but thank you. I just want to let you know that. So Deanne is also very psychic, and she's developing her psychic abilities as well. So that's very cool. Very cool.
You said on a tape that I have dated 4/29/2011 that I would be married, and you emphasized the word married between 2.5 and 3 years. So we have what, like 6 weeks?
All I can say is you got to giddy up and go, girlfriend.
I mean, I can do it. I'll do it. If it's a Vegas wedding, that's fine. I don't care. You know, the wedding, the ring, all of that doesn't make the marriage. So, but
yes.
I did have a feeling that I did meet him already. So I do appreciate you taking the time to talk to me about that tonight, because now I know I don't have to look for him. I just have to work with him. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And again, but keep your eyes open, because I remember somebody saying something to me from the past, somebody from the past, and I thought, somebody from the past, who would that possibly be? And this was years ago, and I had met a man at a conference, And suddenly he popped back in the picture, and we immediately started to date. He was from my past. Did I think that was him? Positively not. I had no idea it would have been him. But we had a wonderful connection when we had been at the conference, and we just couldn't stop talking. There was a real chemistry there. And then, of course, I went on with my life. He went on with his. And then a year later, we reconnected. So I just tell people it's not always what it seems. And I share with you also, if I'm a little off, you know, I'm okay with that. Please be patient, because there is no time on the other side in the psychic world, as we all know, or most of us know. And so just, you know, Dan, you have to put yourself out there so people know where to find you.
I know. It's just, I honestly, I'm going to be quite honest with you. Anytime I walk out this front door, I feel like I am hounded by men. It's ridiculous. I almost hide myself a lot because I'm so beautiful, and I don't mean to, like, sound like I'm pigheaded, but, I mean, I will be walking my dog down the street, and I will get followed. I mean, it's insane. So I do cover myself
true.
A lot. It's really like, it's like they can smell it a mile away. I don't understand. I've been followed so many times. And so I do hide myself a lot because I feel like if I go anywhere, I'm just being hounded. It's every time I turn around.
Well, you know what? You should write a book, When Beauty is a Burden. Right? When Beauty
you
is a Burden. And
first.
Then, yeah.
I mean, even if I go to parties, I've had women walk up to me and say, you know, you are just so beautiful, it's not even right. I mean,
wow.
I've had problems. Oh, yeah. I've had problems with women. Obviously, they don't like me, and, you know, they won't. I have a hard time with women being, you know, friends with women because they're afraid, you know, like I'm going to be around their husband and things like that. And it's
totally.
Just like, you know, well, I mean, I always tell them, nobody told you to wake up in the morning and be ugly. You could be beautiful, too. It's just, you know, it comes from the inside out.
That's what I was just going to say. If people, just like all the rest of us, if you would take time to get to know your neighbor, if you take time to get to know your friends or these other people like you, Deanne, you are so beautiful inside and out. And some people are jealous because their self-esteem is shot. They don't feel beautiful. And you're right. If you take time to pamper yourself, take care of yourself, you know, and that's physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, then you're going to be balanced, and you are going to have that beauty, and it will show.
It does start from the inside, though. You have to be a pure person from the inside first, because I've known a lot of people that think that they're beautiful, but the inside of them is very evil, and the things that come out of them are very toxic, and I can see that a mile away. So because, you know, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is have my handshake with God, is what I call it. God, how can I serve you today? I know I work for him. I am here because he put me here. And I want to do the things that he wants me to do. And that's really how I start my day. So the outside, my beauty from the outside only is there because the inside is 100% pure. And I think people recognize that. And when they look at me, they're like, how come I'm not that way? Well, you can be that way. You know, so I'm more of like a teacher for people, I think. So when people get jealous of me, I basically tell them, that's because you're my student and I'm teaching you the right way. And if you don't like it, then you need to go to another class.
There you go. Well, you know what? By being a good role model, that's really the best thing to do. So you can model yourself so people can, you know, model themselves after you, and I think that's a wonderful compliment, too.
Thank you, Joriam.
Oh, my God, you are so welcome, Deanne. You're so welcome. Well, I hope that helped tonight, and you know what? I do see that we've got another caller, so why don't we hop to that other call? I'm sending you big hugs, and are you going to stay on and listen for a while, Deanne?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right, honey. You bet. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye. Okay, so, hey, Julia, who else do we have online here? Julia!
We have Kathy from New York, who has a question about a lost dog. Kathy,
all right. Hey,
are you
Kathy,
there?
How are you?
Hi, Jorianne. You're there, right?
Yes. How's everything?
Hi. Good. I've spoken to you before, and
okay.
I'm just kind of connecting. A friend of mine's dog ran away, and they've been trying to, I think it was maybe October or November of this past year, it jumped out of the car. And we're really hoping it's still alive, but, and it was a little Yorkie, and we're not sure. And so it's been a little rough on them. They live in Binghamton, but and that's where I met you personally. You were in Binghamton for Louis D's wedding at the time. So we met personally. And and I was just wondering if someone could help give me some maybe good news for them to possibly share. I don't know what you need to know.
No, I'm already tapping into the dog. And was this a girl dog, honey?
Yes, it was. But it had a boy's name.
Okay, so let me tell you this. I don't feel that it's good. I normally can tap into the animals. I normally feel their presence. I feel that they're, if they're dead or alive. And first off, it feels like the animal met up with a skunk somehow because I saw a skunk immediately by the animal. And then I just feel black. And somehow I believe that this little princess, this little dog came to her death. Now, if I'm wrong, and I tell this people all the time, please, please call me and let me know, because then it helps me, you know, work on my skills better. But when I feel this dog, I feel the airway being cut off. I feel the breathing very difficult and finally stopping. So to me, it feels like this dog is no longer with us on this earth. And that's what I want to share with you.
Okay.
So have they been spiritually, I mean, I've seen when dogs have run away, I see where they're at, different locations. One of my wonderful clients from California called me up when her dogs have gotten lost, and I can tell her when they're coming back and where they're at and everything. So, but if I'm wrong, call me. I mean, I hope I am wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always hoping that I'm wrong when they, you know, that they would come home and stuff. But have they been trying to spiritually communicate with this dog, or?
My friend, she's very spiritual. She's a massage therapist, so she's very spiritual, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had a feeling, but it's just hard to express that because I know it's so emotional. So it's like family.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And that's why I thought I'd ask you, since so far you've always been right for me.
Oh, thank you.
So,
thank you.
Yes, very right.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm really sorry about that, Kathy.
Yes. Is there any chance, I don't know if you feel anything for me, because you're always so good, and it's since last November, so you told me to lay low.
Well, you've got more money coming in, but you've got more money coming in, right? Did you get a raise or a promotion? Because I see more moolah moolah cash flow coming in here.
No, I actually got let go at my job, so no money.
Well, then you can expect money coming in because I just feel this very good, wonderful feeling, kind of a giddy feeling. Oh, my God, here's money coming your way, and I just feel very excited about that. So I don't know if it's a new job or a raise or promotion, but something's coming in here for you, honey.
Okay. I'm getting my cosmetology license in 8 weeks, so maybe that.
Yay!
So I went back to school, which you said I should do.
Good.
So, I know. So everything you've said so far has come true. So I just wanted to see if there was any love there. It's always about that. That's why.
Yeah, you know what? It feels like a dark-haired man might come in, pop his head in, and then leave. So I see somebody coming in briefly, but not to stay. But you're going to be focusing so much on your career right now that it doesn't seem like it's going to be a big loss anyway. That's what I want to tell you.
Okay. That's fine.
And I think within about a 2 or 3 year period, you know, none of this will matter to you anymore. Everything's going to be, you're going to be so in such a great place. So, you know, you'll find the right one and all that other stuff. But right now, okay. I just think focusing on your career is going to be the best thing.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And
it.
I'm sorry about right. your friend's puppy. All right, honey.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. So, Angela.
Yes.
When you have things like that, and I know you've had to deal with animals that have died, do you, like, my dog died, my cat died. It was the worst thing that ever happened. Talk about exotic animals. We had, and I don't know how many times I shared this with people, but when I was growing up, we had 26 monkeys. And,
I think you did
mention
that.
Yeah, we had 14 squirrel monkeys, 2 big woolies, dubtail macaque. We just had so many beautiful animals. And we had one of those monkeys that wore a diaper. And he was rarely caged. He was just like a little baby in our family. And then he hung. And it was amazing to see all of the other animals, screeching and yelling because one of their family members was dying. It was horrible.
Yeah.
So anytime we lose any animals, for me, they are clearly a part of my family. And so for you, how is that for you? I mean, it doesn't matter the size of an animal because it's our spiritual connection with the animal world.
Right.
So how is that for you?
Well, I tell you, I referred to the animals as my kids. And
yes, you do.
Even though I had to have total respect when I was caring for them, you know, growing up with Jules as a kid was fun. You know, she's a little cub, and she's running around with my Maine Coon Joshua and my Himalayan Still Point Persian Trinity. You know, they're about the same size, you know, starting out. And,
right.
You know, then, she, of course, in, you know, 6 months, she's 100 pounds and, you know, she can't run loose any longer. And I had to build her a big cage. And honestly, dealing with them, the exotics, crossing over from domestics into exotics is very similar, just a few more rules pending with the big guys. Well, like one day I was out with, I think you pointed out that picture the last, one of the times I came to see you, you said there was like a spiritual energy in the picture where I was walking one of my tigers, Gage, on a leash.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one day being out with him and he was drinking milk out of a baby bottle. And he, you know, like a dog would like, you know, just fall over and act cute beside your leg, maybe bump up against your leg. Well, he accidentally, when he fell over to be cute at 500 pounds, he caught my leg and he broke my ankle. And he didn't realize.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yeah. And he looked at me and I looked at him and I didn't yell. And I backed away. And he just sat there and cried and whined. He knew it. He did something that brought me pain. And, so, I mean, you know, the communication between domestic and exotic is not as different as you think. And, of course, I had a big family. I had a very large compound with, like, 100 animals ranging, I mean, everything but elephants was at rescue one at some point. And to cope with the death of things. Well, I know I spoke with you, I think it was yesterday, I had to put down one of my wolves. And it was very difficult at the vet. You know, it's not comfortable to be in charge of a call like that. And so we ended up euthanizing her. She was in a lot of pain. And, of course, I called upon one of my friends who I respect. Her name is Robin Salerno. She is a very strong animal communicator, and I must have been too emotional because I couldn't you know, I couldn't clearly make peace with what happened yesterday. And she tuned right into Katie. And she informed me, and it's funny because the wolves were acting very on alert for weeks before she ended up at the vet, this wolf. And Robin said her spiritual pack, you know, were showing up. One showed up and then five showed up, and it was time for Katie to go. And it's really hard to catch up with all of that in the moment on a human plane. So she finally, it was, and honestly, it was a relief. And that's why this spiritual connection is so important, especially down here on the earth plane. There is so much more going on than a lot of people understand or realize, and they really, really should try to pay attention and tune in, because so much information is available for your head, your heart, and the physical being. And the animals, the humans, we're all connected. The plants, the earth, if you could only listen closer. And so, honestly, I don't know how psychic I am. You know how I got to know how to easily move around the animals? You know, I loved being around them. I was, you know, very peaceful with them, and I could just hear them. I could feel like waves of emotion more than them talking like we're talking. I could just feel what they were thinking, what they would like me to do, if there was anything going on with them. And that must have been on a spiritual level that I wasn't paying so much conscious attention to. So, you know, and evidently animals don't look at death as humans do, so tragic, so final. You know, they know more. They're plugged into the universe more easily and more vast than we are.
Well, they are. And, you know, you have to remember, I want to, you know, just share this again. If you remember a long time ago, we did not have communication for a long time. Everything was intuition, just like with the animals. The animals sense, they know, they feel. If somebody bad comes in, what does your dog do? Your dog will sit there and growl at this person because the dog intuitively knows that is a bad person or they're up to something. And you can have your animals come right up to you, these pets that you've never met, and they just want you to pet them, and, oh, my God, I love you. And this is a pure stranger. So you know that person's okay.
Right.
So we never had communication, you know, before when we started out on this planet. And then we started getting words. And then people, because we used to telepathically communicate all the time, and that's what the animals do, but we lost it as we progressed. And quite honestly, that's why your intuition is a very natural part of you automatically, but people, they don't listen.
Right.
And they shut it down.
And
but the animals,
bad.
It's on 24. Yeah, it is. It's on 24/7 with the animals, though. So, you know, like you said, we can learn a lot from these animals and just go back to the natural way of listening, you know, listening to your intuition, feeling, sensing, hearing. And again, that is a gift. You are very psychic. You're very intuitive. You're very tapped into these animals. I know there's going to be some major things that you'll continue. You are, Angela. You're just amazing. And I just love you. I know everyone loves you. I'm so glad you'd be on the show tonight. And I'd love to have your friend on as well. I think we'll have her on in the future. I hope she'll join us because I'd love to see. I want everyone to call in with all their animals and all their animal questions when she comes on as well. Yes.
Oh.
Hey, Julia, let me go to Julia real quick. Hang on one second, Angela. Julia, do you have any pets?
Yes, I do. And I wanted
to
ask Angela, did she have that connection with just her animals, or was it any animal she encountered?
Honestly, it's always been. So they're drawn to me. I communicate with them, and it is so subconscious. Like guard dogs at a junkyard, you know, they're saying, oh, they're vicious, don't go in there. And I'm already halfway through the yard before you said that. So, you know,
well,
you know what I mean?
Well, wait a minute.
You know,
let me share this. Hang on a second. hang on a second, let me share this. So Angela's come to my house, right? And I happen to have, I don't want to say shamefully, I guess I'm just a glutton for punishment. I've got three of my beautiful long-haired Norwegian forest cats I started out with. And then I have my grandson's two beautiful cats that they needed a temporary home while he's getting his home. So I've got two more cats, and then I've got a wonderful boyfriend that got me just recently a beautiful Maine Coon. So I have six cats, and Angela's come to my home. And so, of course, what do you think happens when she comes in here? She doesn't go, here, kitty, kitty, kitty. No way. All my cats, except for the baby who's upstairs in my room, have lined up to come and greet her. And that's not a joke, you guys. My cats do not just go to anybody, but she comes in the house, and all of a sudden everyone's just kind of marching up to Angela. I mean, I consider myself the cat woman, but Angela definitely has a very big spiritual connection with animals, and they are drawn to her, and I just want to validate that. And that's a testimonial for Angela, because I'm telling you, they love her. Love, love, love. Too funny. Too funny.
Thank you.
So,
but I do have a dog, Jorianne, and I can understand what Angela, what you went through yesterday. I had, before the one I have now, I had a chow mix, and I had had her since she was a pup. So I had her for 14 years. And I could tell she was getting older. She was a hard time walking. And I just did not have the heart to put her down. I kept saying, no, she's older. I just kind of would help her here and there. And got to the point where she was on the patio and she couldn't come in and she would not let no one touch her but me. So I came home from work and I wrapped her in a blanket and I brought her in. I just sat there and looked at her. I'm like, you're miserable, aren't you? It's your time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do this. And, you know, I sat there and I talked to her, you know. She was my buddy. Mm-hmm. And I took her in to go and put her to sleep. And I was so dreading doing this because everyone's like, oh, you've had her so long. I'm like, I know. She was my little fur ball. And I took her in. We had her on the cart. We're waiting for them to come in. I had her head in my hands. She looked at me. She let out a whimper. And her eyes just rolled back, and she died right in my hand before they gave her the shot.
Oh, thank God.
So it put me at ease that I made the right choice at the right time, and it wasn't too soon.
Wow.
And then they came in and are like, oh, we're going to give her the shot anyway just to make sure. I was thinking, yes, because you wanted her money to put her to sleep. But, you know, it gave me, my soul, some peace that it was her time. And I swear I used to hear her, like, running through the house after she was gone. You know, I could just hear her, the way she walked and everything. You know, like, Ebony, you're still here with us. I know it, you know. So I totally get it. I just, you don't want to do it, and you just don't want them to suffer.
No, no. And the animals do come back to us, you guys. I've actually got one of my cats that's reincarnated. Well, two of my cats, the soul split in two. But I've got one of my cats came back reincarnated because I just didn't want to get any of the cats unless I could have this cat back. And my spirit guide said, yes, okay, it's going to be a white, long-haired female instead of a short, white male. And eventually I got my cat back. So I do believe that not only do we reincarnate, but so do our animals as well. So and we also can hear them and sense them and feel them in the house. You know, when you look out of the corner of your eye, you know, you see a shadow, you go to look, something's there, it disappears. If it's tall, it's a human being. If it's very close to the ground, it is normally an animal. So I had one lady tell me, she goes, oh, my God, she goes, I felt my dog climb up on my bed and, you know, cuddle up next to me after he died. And I said, positively. She was just like you did when he was alive. I said, positively, they will do that. So.
That's correct.
Yeah, just great.
We do have one more caller, Jory, and I don't know if we have time. We have about, like, 3 minutes here.
Oh, we do, we
do.
Do
you have time?
Please. Yeah,
okay,
you know what we do? I want to say this first real quick.
Not pertaining to an animal,
well,
though.
Okay, well, hang on one second. So, Angela, is there, I would love you to join us again. Is Are you in the position where people can call you if they need you for anything?
I am. You can give me a call at 740-689-2714.
Okay. Again, that number?
740-689-2714.
Beautiful. And I want to, because I know we'll take the last call and then we'll have to say goodnight for the show, but I just want to thank you so much. I love you. I think you're wonderful. Thanks for joining us. I hope you come on again and share some other wonderful stories about, you know, your work with these animals, because it's very spiritual. It's wonderful. And you're a great contribution to the world. So thank you, Angela.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me on. I'd love to do more. So,
yeah,
all right, guys.
Well,
this is fun. Okay.
We will.
All right, guys.
Oh, and you know what? I got to tell you, we cannot take the call. We're going to have to do it next week because I just heard that we're ending the show. So I want to say thanks for joining us, you guys. This is your psychic connection. I'm Jory and the Coffee Psychic. Please join us again right here next week at Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.